This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The story of the day today, obviously, is the story of this day a year ago. And that story is not, on the face of it, ours. Except it is. Last year, as the insurrection was still happening, I talked to Wendy Edelberg. She is the director of the Hamilton Project, also a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. And we talked to her about what the events of that day would mean for the economy. And we have gotten her back on the phone today to see where she stands. Wendy Edelberg, it's good to have you back on.
Very happy to be here.
So I went back and I listened to our conversation from a year ago today. And you were, we were all shocked, but you were concerned, I think, about what the events of this day a year ago were going to mean for the American economy. And I imagine you've been thinking about it since. Where are you on that?
Yeah, I listened to that interview as well, and I sounded pretty shaken up.
Yeah.
Last year at this time, I was worried we were seeing evidence that political instability could derail the recovery. And we have certainly seen ways that it slowed the recovery. I mean, vaccine hesitancy, not taking the necessary steps to make sure that schools and workplaces are safe, coming to the precipice on a debt ceiling crisis. Those problems have led to fits and starts in this recovery.
We talked, though, you and I that day about the rule of law and how essential it is to the things that make American capitalism, for all of its well-acknowledged flaws, and there are many. The rule of law makes this economy work, and I don't know that we're seeing yet the economic impact of the tearing down of rule of law that the 6th of January represents. You?
Yes, it's not my area of expertise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I certainly think a lot of the implications are still ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's going to influence the conversation that we have over the next year going into the midterms and how we govern ourselves when we don't have united government.
Well, let me get it to your area of expertise then and put it in finance and economics and business language, right? Stability, confidence, trust in regulation, those kinds of things seem to have been a year ago in peril. And to your point, I guess the biggest effects are yet to come.
I mean, one of the most concrete examples of how unhelpful these sorts of problems are is the debt ceiling crisis. We came up to the precipice of an all-out crisis for no good reason other than political chaos. There was no bargaining going on. It was simply creating chaos that was completely preventable.
Well, one of the things you said a year ago was that, you know, you said, this happened. You can't unring this bell. And I wonder if the Republicans, in trying to memory hole the lying and the deceit and the violence, are actually succeeding in unringing the bell.
That's a depressing thought. There's a very 1984 aspect to that. It's very unnerving what happened a year ago. I mean, the reason I keep thinking about how this is going to affect the year ahead is because it had everything to do with our election process and, change in power from one political party to another political party. And so it makes me nervous for the year ahead. I don't think our country has an amazing ability to forget. It would surprise me if we forget this.
I'm gonna misquote Joe and Lai here on the way out, but I wonder if it's too soon to understand the economic legacy of the 6th of January, 2021.
Yeah, I think it is too soon.
Yeah.
And it will be colored by everything that's happened to the economy because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so much is good about the recovery over the last year, We've seen real wage growth for the lowest wage workers. We've seen a very strong labor market, stronger household balance sheets, a big decline in the poverty rate, which is partly a result of policies that were enacted over the last year. And at the same time, we're still in the midst of chaos. We have a disruptive composition of consumer spending. Real spending on goods is 9% above trend. The goods sector is buckling under the pressure with goods price inflation running at 12%. So I'm not sure how we're going to disentangle how much is a result of our political process, how much is a result of the pandemic, and indeed how those two things have been completely intertwined.
Wendy Edelberg is the director of the Hamilton Project, also a senior fellow at Brookings. Wendy, thanks a lot for your time and your thought and your expertise.
Yeah, you're welcome.